Gratsyna Bacewicz, our next composer, was born in Lutz, Poland, and lived from 1909 to 1969. Well known as a violinist as well as a composer, she was also a pianist and writer. She studied music first at the Warsaw Conservatory, also studying philosophy at Warsaw University. She then furthered her composition studies in Paris with Nadia Boulanger and her violin studies with André Tourette and later Carl Flesch. She became principal violinist of the Polish Radio Orchestra in 1936, and she performed as a soloist in several European countries before returning to Poland 2 months before World War II. She continued as a concert violinist after the war until the mid-1950s. Bacewicz won many prestigious awards in composition. She wrote 7 string quartets, 2 piano quintets, and 5 violin sonatas, as well as 4 symphonies, several concertos, other orchestral music, and choral pieces with orchestral accompaniment. She was also an accomplished writer of short stories, novels, and autobiographical anecdotes. As with many of her contemporaries, Bacewicz used folk materials during the years from 1949 to 1954. In all Soviet bloc countries, the arts came under close supervision. Composers of music, considered by authorities as too modern, were often harshly censured and even banned from public performance. But by the mid-1950s, her music became less diatonic. Then in the late 1950s, when she, like her contemporaries, had to face up to the sudden explosion of younger composers and avant-garde influences from abroad, she adapted her own brand of chromaticism, sometimes even embracing 12-tone writing, particularly in the quartet we're about to hear. An interesting and unique feature of her later works is a patchwork technique in which she often quoted her own earlier works. And, as with some of her younger compatriots, there was some returning to folk material. Now, let's hear Gratsyna Bacewicz's String Quartet No. 6, written in 1959 and 60, performed here by the Fanny Mendelssohn Quartet. It's in 4 movements. Thank you.